Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
2 year anniversary yesterday, the Deshaun Watson trade. Mary Kay Cabot in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, she put out a headline that I thought was pretty damn funny. It said, "The gift that keeps on giving for the Texans, the Deshaun Watson trade, and how the Browns can win this trade." What on earth could the Browns potentially do to even think about winning this trade?
I mean,
they have to win a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson.
Or at least get
there.
That's
it. No, that's it. They gotta win a Super Bowl. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I wouldn't even care. I wouldn't bet on it.
That's true, too.
I wouldn't even care if they won it. I would think that would make it maybe a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, like Figgy said, yeah.
I don't think the Texans regret making that move.
Hell no.
Here was Steve Smith. So I guess Browns fans with the arrival of Jerry Jeudy, they have decided that they want Steve Smith to come on their shows. He had a message for the Cleveland media types. This was Steve Smith, former NFL receiver, now with NFL Network.
All y'all Cleveland media need to stop DMing me. Stop hitting my representatives, asking would I come on the radio shows and all that stuff to talk about Jerry Jeudy. What y'all need to really start talking about is how the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns took him to the playoffs. Deshaun Watson is injured, getting back healthy. So stop trying to use me as your clickbait to get people to listen to your show. I want y'all to start just doing your job.
He seems kind of angry about it.
The Deshaun Watson trade with Nick Caserio, I think a number of things happened that made it ideal. First of all, you hit rock bottom. You had Deshaun Watson hanging around, you hit rock bottom. Hitting rock bottom is better than, you can make a case that winning a couple of games is better than winning six or seven.
For sure. Yeah, we talked about it.
Sometimes you're in no man's land if that happened. Number two, because of the stuff that happened off the field, you weren't in the market for a quarterback, at least not at the top of the draft in 2021, which is a draft class that in which the quarterbacks have just been completely dismantled. They've all been traded. So you kind of got to hold off, and then in 2022, there was no quarterback worth taking. And in 2023, you found yourself at the top, and you got C.J. Stroud, assuming that C.J. Stroud is going to be better. So you actually, not only did the patience pay off, but there was also a little bit of luck sprinkled in that paid off as well. And you can take it to another level and talk about the snowball effect, the Bryce or bust movement that we were talking about that ended up kind of backfiring. That's that speaks for itself. But there's no possible way that the Texans lose that trade. So it's a wrap. Cleveland can maybe salvage it by reaching heights that they've never reached in their entire life that are difficult to get to. But there's no chance at all no matter what happens to any of these draft picks or anything, where you look at the Deshaun Watson trade and say, well, the Texans really screwed up there.
Yeah,
they benefited the most out of the trade.
It's a wrap.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You ended up getting Will Anderson, Tank Dell, John Metchie, Christian Harris, Damian Pierce, Kenyon Green, a 2024 first rounder, a 2024 third rounder, and Xavier Hutchinson.
Well, you also traded back this year and got the two seconds.
You got the second.
So 2 seconds.
2 seconds, yes.
You got the 2025 and the... Yeah, 2025 and the 2024.
Yeah.
So it's kind of still...
How do you lose that trade?
Snowballing. Can't.
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 Can't lose that trade.
Can't.
And then you talk about luck. Like, you could easily argue that if they didn't make the trade when they did 2 years ago yesterday, I think it became official today, 2 years ago, but either way, they wouldn't have... All the chips wouldn't have fallen in such a way that you even get D'Amico Ryans. You know? Like, because they made it then and they hit rock bottom.
Yes.
They got D'Amico Ryans.
And the draft equity was probably part of the appeal.
Exactly.
Yeah, the second and 12th pick.
Yeah.
In the draft.
So you got D'Amico, all those players I just mentioned. Who knows what Nick Caserio's status would be, you know, if you didn't make that trade at that moment in that, you know, in that time, if you settled earlier or held out or went somewhere else, et cetera.
And the reality of it is you bought a window to try to capitalize on a quarterback being on a rookie deal, because I think there'll be a time like 2 years from now where CJ Stroud is still your biggest strength, but he still can kind of be your biggest obstacle, because unless you're talking about Patrick Mahomes right now, the quarterback making 30%, 40%, whatever they make of the salary cap is one of the biggest hurdles that you have when it comes to building a roster. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily saying that it's the wrong decision to pay the quarterback. It's always the right decision to pay the quarterback, but it becomes much more difficult. And if Deshaun Watson's contract had kicked in, you wouldn't have been able to do all this team building.
Yes. Not even close. I mean, you'd be in a situation kind of like, depending on how he's playing, if he's healthy, and what's around him, you'd kind of be like in a Trevor Lawrence situation. You got to pay him; he's paid, but are you that good? I mean, are you good enough to compete at that level? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's an absolute win for the Texans, no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what, it's an absolute dub. So. There you go. The 2 year anniversary of the trade. And by the way, Deshaun Watson just started throwing this month, too.
He's supposed to be throwing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So he hadn't quite yet started throwing.
Oh, well.
He's played.
That's a little closer to April. I thought he was throwing in March.
Yeah. He's played. Well, I thought he was ahead of schedule. He's played 12 games the last 2 years, some for suspension and some for injury. He's played 12 games. I mean. It's a mess in Cleveland right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you think that Nick Caserio cares how the uniforms get unveiled?
No, I don't think he cares. He's gonna be the company man and say all the right things, but I don't think he really cares. You know, D'Amico might care a little more because H-Town and all that
stuff. He's chilling.
I think he's not. It's not like some of the people in PR or Cal and Hannah, but I think he cares.
Figgy, we haven't gotten your take on that. Just the details of the. Of the uniforms.
How it happened or the actual uniforms?
Just the uniforms.
I think they look much better. I feel better about it seeing Nico and
Do you think they're better than the old ones?
I don't. I like the old ones. I have a problem with the old ones. I think the only issue I had was I wish they had a little more of that H-Town blue in it. Now, it ain't had to be a lot and all that stuff, but I didn't have an issue with the old uniform.
And just to be clear, we can talk about the uniform that was revealed now because people are. That little, I guess, piping, that big, thick on their shoulders.
That was a horn.
Those are horns.
Yeah, those are cool.
I like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that part.
I didn't really care for that part.
Really?
Nah, I ain't really care for it.
You know, it's like on the sleeve. It's not piping. I'm thinking of the word. I can't. But it's sort of like a horn that's coming up. Do I like them better than the last ones? The fact that I'm pausing kind of means it's a toss-up. How about you?
Yeah, I think they'll grow on me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I do got to understand, like, there's a big age gap between the young kids that are rocking them. Like, Tank Dell, Nico, CJ, they're in their early 20s.
Yeah.
So they know what's cool. I'm assuming that they like them a little bit more. I think they're okay.
I think they wanted to put more of the bull.
Should have been a red helmet. Like, period, point blank, end of story. Should have been a red helmet or should have been a white helmet. Mm-hmm. That's my problem.
Like 90% of the time, right? Because they do have a red helmet.
They what?
They do have a red helmet. They wore it last year, right?
But I think it should be the main helmet.
Okay, yeah.
I think the red helmet should be worn the whole time. I didn't hear. I have yet to find one person who didn't like the red helmet.
Yeah,
I think that was a big missed opportunity. Like that's the same basic ass helmet in a different color.
Yeah, a little darker color.
That's the point.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Now keep in mind, some fans wanted that classic.
Yeah, look. I was about to say some fans wanted to keep
it the
same.
You can have
the
classic look, but put the red helmet on there.
I'm going to be interested to. I got to be careful here. I'm going to be interested to see how fans react to the alternate uniform. I think that's going to be key to the whole thing.
All right, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Since we're tiptoeing around, they put us in this position. Yeah. This isn't our fault. We weren't even going to say we saw them. If you had to rank the uniforms, and we already know that there's four,
mm-hmm.
where would the one that we saw and that we've
seen...
Yeah,
I'm not going to comment on the other three.
No, but where would it rank among your favorites? I'm not asking you to describe...
Thinking.
Where would it rank? Don't even say which one is ahead and which one's what. Where would it rank on your four?
All right, but you two got to say it too.
Okay.
Third.
This would be your third favorite?
Yeah.
I would say it's second or third.
Yeah.
Second or third.
Biggie?
See, I look at it as a regular uniform, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's anything spectacular.
But you're ranking them 1-4.
Don't say anything
about
the other three.
Think about what you saw. Is there any of those other four that you like less than these? And this will just, I mean, this is an opinion. It's going to change. You're not going to get the same opinion on this.
Honestly, I would probably say last then. Mm-hmm.
This is last?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's regular. I think it's nothing spectacular. I don't think they did anything.
Nothing else there was regular.
I think. See, I ain't trying to say too much.
I mean, just look to your left a little bit. Just go back to where we were and look to your left a little bit. You don't think that was worse?
No, you talking about worse.
That one's going to get killed.
I feel like.
That one's going to get killed.
I feel like the one that was.
I think I know which one you're
talking. That one's going to get slaughtered.
Yeah.
That one's going to get slaughtered.
But see, the one the one that was
chopped up like hibachi.
I just feel like the one that was unveiled yesterday is the regular one out of all the other ones.
Really?
Yeah.
You agree with him?
People couldn't even tell the difference.
Okay.
I think they're third.
People couldn't even tell the difference.
I'll reserve judgment on the other three, but I think they're third right now.
The other ones, you would probably see a clear difference.
Yeah.
But I just feel like this one was just regular.
Coming up next, C.J. Stroud is being compared to a quarterback draft prospect. As much as stuff has changed, some of it remains the same. C.J. Stroud being brought to the forefront of the quarterback debate next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.